actually blew off the tee here, so they're going to have to reset this one. Sydney's in the maroon tops tonight, the gray helmets, the white pants. Harper's Zlatan is in the white tops with the navy blue pants and the navy blue helmet. And so the Hornets will receive, trying to build on this great first half where they put up 31 points, three touchdowns from Luke Merrill to lead the Hornets. And so this one will be fielded by Harper Zlatan, a line drive kick. Hayden Burns was able to catch that one at the 40, pull it down, and good field position for the Hornets here.
Real nice job by that guy, because if he doesn't catch that, that thing's rolling all the way down to the 10, where the Hornets would have got the ball. But now they're going to get it on the 42.
I'll be interested to see what kind of adjustments Sydney tries to make here in this third quarter to slow down this Harper Zlatan offense, which was so potent with a variety of running backs in the first half. I mean, Oleksak, the quarterback, is able to run. They were able to do some real nice things with Batiste, and as well as Sikowski, and of course, Luke Merrill.
Yeah, and I want to put out a shout-out to that offensive line, because they've done a fantastic job as well.
And we'll have a flag before things even get started here, and we'll see what the whistle is.
They're counting, it looks like.
Maybe too many Warriors on the field here. Let's see.
He's counting.
Nobody comes off. One did come off. Okay, I was going to say, I thought maybe the official had gotten his count wrong, but yeah, there's a free five. So, a little mental mistake there by Sydney. Again, with our score, Harper's Zlatan 31, Sydney 14. And so this will get Harper's Zlatan up to the 45-yard line. They got a man in motion. They're going to fake the handoff. Oleksak rolls out to the right side, as this will be the Hornets going right to left. No wide receivers open, so he's able to drag himself forward for about, I would say, 2-3 yards. He's right at midfield.
Yeah, that was a nice, it almost looked like it was a broken play, because he looked like he was going to come towards us, and then he spun around and went to the right side, and he did pick up about 2 or 3. We'll bring up second down and a long 2.
And so the Hornets taking their time back in the huddle with this lead, 31-14. Clock is moving with 11:20 to go in this third quarter. Play clock is at 15 as they break the huddle and walk up to the line here. One wide receiver split out to the left side. Again, the Hornets going right to left. Oleksak is at the line, gets the snap, will hand it off, and this is Merrill again streaking through. He turns on the jets, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line. Good tackle there by Sydney. Otherwise, he was going to the house again. And that was on the tackle, Mosier.
Just a tough runner. I mean, he's getting hit in the backfield, just as, you know, and just running right through those tackles, those arm tackles, and then he hits that second level, and he's got the speed to burn.
Heck of a basketball player, as we got to do a couple of the Harpersville games this year, and had a couple of nice showings on the hardwood as well, and doing a great job on the gridiron tonight for the Hornets. With 10.5 to go in this third quarter, it's 31-14. The Hornets leading the Warriors. Waiting for the snap here. Oleksak wants to throw. Goes to the right side. He's got a receiver open, and that is a touchdown, as Oleksak on that far side is able to connect with Hayden Burns for a Hornets touchdown.
It doesn't get any easier, pitch and catch right there. I mean, that young man was so wide open. It was just, all you had to do was throw it out there and let him go get it, and he did. Touchdown.
So Oleksak is able to hit Hayden Burns in the back of the end zone, and Burns was wide open, and just a couple of plays into this drive, and the Hornets are able to put one in. So very nice job. Waiting for the snap here on the extra point. Snap is good, hold is good, and the kick is up, and they will punch this one through. So a touchdown here for Harpersville-Afton. Gives them a 38-14 lead over Sydney early in the third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Apply now for your Shendello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Why? Because from February 1st to April 30th, 2021, you'll get an extra low interest rate of either 5.9% APR or 7.9% APR. These rates will apply on all new purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers. With no balance transfer fees, you can pay off those high interest credit cards and save money or pay your taxes. Don't miss this opportunity and these exceptional low rates on your Shendello Federal Credit Union MasterCard. And if you don't have one, apply today at Shendello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more at shendello.org.
your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Harper Zlatan with a little squib kick running forward, and the Warriors are just able to fall on it on their own 41-yard line. The Hornets were coming fast.
Yes, they were, and actually that was recovered by number 55 of the Sydney Warriors running back towards his team. Good thing he did it, because otherwise the Hornets would have the ball.
Yeah, that was Colby Gravelin just getting there in time. That's the second time the Hornets have tried that kind of just a little bouncing kick up the middle, and twice they've almost gotten to it. 10:13 to go in this third quarter. Kind of reminds me a couple years ago when Sydney would almost always try the onside kick, and it worked a lot of the time. Here's Mosier keeping it, bounces to the outside, and he's going to just pick up a first down into Hornets territory at about the 48-yard line.
Nice little play on first down. Quarterback keeped off to the left side, and Mosier's rush gain gets the Warriors into Hornets territory, first and 10.
And so this will be, again, Mosier in the shotgun here. He's going to just keep it. We'll look to run up the middle. And picks up just about 9, maybe 10 yards, across the 40 to the 35-yard line for Sydney.
Finishing off the run, falling forward, might have got him the first down. We'll see. Good little play right there off the left center gap.
Yeah, they are going to say it's a first down. So Mosier again right back to his shotgun position. He's going to keep it, runs to the outside, and he is brought down. And good defense here by Harper Zlatan is streaking through there with Hayden Burns. Again, just scored the touchdown. Now a great play on defense.
Yeah, real nice play right there by number 27 of the Hornets. He just got rid of his blocker and grabbed right a hold of Mosier in the backfield. Loss of about 8 for the Warriors. Second down and 18.
So this will back the ball up to about the 41-yard line. And here is Mosier at midfield. He's going to try a little pitch to the outside. It's complete. Sydney is going to run it across the 30 down to about the 25-yard line, and that was Danny Calkins on the catch.
Danny Calkins on the screenplay over to the right side by the Warriors, something we haven't seen in a long time. And close to a first down, third down and 1.
8:50 to go here in this third quarter. It's Harper Zlatan leading Sydney 38-14. A run to the outside here for the Warriors. Again, this is Mosier, cuts it back inside in between the hashes. And he's across the 20 to about the 18-yard line. Good for a first down.
Yeah, Sydney going with a rhythmic offense. Again, it worked in the first half, and they're staying with it, and they're catching the Hornets sleeping it sometimes.
And so here again is Mosier with 3 wide receivers split out to the left, 1 to the right. He'll tuck it and run again. This has been the recipe for success tonight for Sydney. Deflects off a tackle. I don't think he got in, but he's going to be right down to the goal line. Good hard-nosed running by Peyton Mosier.
Good for first down carry, though. It'll bring up first and goal to go for the Warriors, and I'm going to say it's at about the 2.
8 minutes to go, third quarter. Sydney not quitting here, trying to get back in this ball game. They'll be lined up on the far side of the field. Mosier again in the shotgun, barking out some signals. He's got a man in motion. Mosier will hand it off, and right up the middle, a devastating hit there, right at the line. Harrington was the ball carrier. I don't think he got in. Big hit there by Harper Zlatan on defense.
Anybody get the license plate of the truck, because he just got absolutely crushed at the point of the, oh my goodness, I can't even talk. Absolutely great tackle by the young man for the Hornets.
Harrington was able to bounce right back up, absorb that hit, and gets right back to the line of scrimmage. Mosier now going to try to pitch it to the outside, right back to Harrington, and he'll be in. So some hard-nosed running there by Harrington, and Sydney is back on the board.
Sydney running like a little pitch play to the left-hand side to Harrington, gets him into the end zone.
So Harrington on about a 3-yard run there,
yeah,
is able to get in. That makes it 38-20 with 7:15 to go here in this third quarter. And so now Sydney's going to go for 2. Again, Mosier surveying his options in the shotgun. He's going to hand one off to Harrington, rumbles up the middle, and he's in for 2. So Harrington would not be denied, and Sydney won't either. Still a lot of time to go. 7:15 to go third quarter. It's Harpersville after 38. Sydney 22. We'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Cutter, we were saying during the break, still a two-possession ball game here. Harpersville Athens in control, but it is a 38-22 game.
Yeah, Sydney can get the ball back. I mean, they've got to stop Harpersville Athens on one of these drives. They've got to have that excitement in them on the defensive side just to get them to stop them one time. And then their offense right now is clicking, and it's really rhythmic. They're catching Harpersville Athens off guard, and they're getting the ball down in the end zone.
A lot of credit to Mosier. Good hard-nosed running on that drive. And was able to get Sydney into the end zone. It was Zach Harrington with the touchdown. And Merrill is going to get the kickoff here, and he's tripped up at about the 38-yard line. He was maybe about a couple yards from springing free once again for the Hornets.
Yeah, went back, made a really nice catch to 20, took it out almost to the 40-yard line for a 20-yard return. That is where the Harpersville Hornets will take over first and 10.
So, again, the Hornets in the white tops tonight, the navy blue pants, as well as the navy blue helmet. Does have that H on the side with 7:10 to go in this third quarter, 38-22. A reminder that we'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon as well, Unitigo and Unadilla Valley, an eight-man action. That game's going to be over in Norwich. No Cutter with me tomorrow, but you'll be back hopefully maybe next week if we do another Friday night game. Got to take it week by week right now with the schedule, so never know what's going to happen, so we'll keep you posted on that. Hornets with the ball. Alexak was having a little trouble holding on to it, just has to tuck it and run. Is going to be able to pick up maybe about 5 yards here on a broken play out to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like he was juggling the ball as he was going forward. I mean, great hands by the young man to not fumble the ball. I don't know how he did that, but he did pick up a good yardage. I'm going to say 6 yards, second down and four.
Clock moving down to 6:45 to go, third quarter. It's a 38-22 ball game. The Hornets on top of the Warriors. We are live from Sydney Alumni Field here tonight. The wind, as I look over at the flag, still kind of whipping around a little bit. Not as bad as it was at the beginning of the game, I would say. As both teams have gone to the air a couple of times now and had some success. So here is Alexak under center. As this is the Hornets going right to left. They'll run to the outside with Boutice, and he's going to cross the 50 to the 45. We do have a flag on the play. Hornets are into Warriors territory.
Out of the wishbone to the right side, out around the end, and we'll see if they're going to have a positive play or they're going back.
6:14 to go. And
face mask.
Face mask against Sydney, yeah. Tough break there.
That's a real positive play now.
And so this is going to mark off a big-time gain here for the Harpersville Afton Hornets. Good to see them back in action there. Week one game was supposed to be against Bainbridge Guilford, was canceled. And so this is their first game of the season. And I think that's why we're maybe going to start seeing some of those midweek games. Teams going to try to scramble to make up some games if they can.
And I was going to say, you know, and maybe that's why they are so pumped up and ready for this game. Because I'll tell you what, they had that extra week. And that could have been, you know, the deciding factor where they just, you know, continued and continued and continued and they didn't think about anything but Sydney.
Right.
You know, and they knew that was coming, and that's what happened.
Yeah, they've had a full, pretty much since their game got postponed, pretty much a full 10 days or so to just focus on Sydney. And so here are the Hornets again. After that face mask on Sydney, they are into Warriors territory, and a handoff here will be across the 30 to about the 28. That's Sikowski on the run.
Love that little play right there. They do the fake to the jet sweep on the right side and then just hand it off back to the back, and the back just makes his own little cut in the hole. Gets about 4 yards on the play, second down and six.
5:35 to go in this third quarter. It's Harpersville Apton 38, Sydney 22. Ball is at the 29-yard line here. Harpersville Apton taking their time as they waltz up to the line. Alexak with one wide receiver split out to the right, nobody to the left, and that stable of running backs and blockers are in the backfield. They're going to go to Merrill again. Turns the jets onto the outside. He's at the 25 to the 20. Cuts back 15, 10, down to the 5 before he's knocked out of bounds there by Kevin McEwen. Another nice run by Luke Merrill, the junior.
Yeah, a little fake out, a little sweep to the left-hand side, toss sweep, and Merrill gets the edge and makes a good run just to down to about the 7-yard line of the Warriors.
And so the Hornets are knocking on the door once again here, Tim, and we've been talking about it tonight. Sydney just needs to find a way on defense to get that one stop. The offense seems to have found its way, but defense still looking for that stop. So the Hornets break the huddle and walk up to the line. And again, Alexak looking at what he's got. One wide receiver out to the right side, barks out some signals. They're going to run to the right side here. Good fake by Alexak, but it is snuffed out there by the Sydney defense as breaking through the line. Excellent job, I believe, by Colby Gravelin.
Yeah, real nice play right there. That young man just came right through his blocker, right to the running back, and good for a loss for the Warriors. I'm going to say the ball is just spotted outside of the 10, so let's say he lost 3 yards on the play.
So this will be a second down and long coming up for the Hornets. Yeah, I believe this ball just about the 11, maybe the 12-yard line.
Your eyes are better than mine, Nate.
Well, it's been tough tonight. Both these teams, with these uniforms, sometimes the numbers are a little bit hard to read. And we're out of practice, too, Tim,
yeah,
right? I mean,
true.
We can blame that.
Okay.
Pitch to the outside. They're looking for Merrill. Merrill cuts back and rolls all the way down. Ball is loose on the turf. I think Sydney's got it. There was a fumble on the line, and yes, no. Now one official is saying that Harpersville Apton still has it. Boy, that ball popped right out at the line here. I want to make sure before we say anything exactly what happened at the bottom of that pile. Oh, I think they were saying maybe the runner was down before he lost that, so Harpersville Apton would hold on to it. I was going to say it looked like Sydney recovered.
Yeah, it looked like the Warriors recovered it in play, but like you said, Nate, I think they're calling that he was down.
Yeah, so the Hornets catch a little bit of a break there. And so this will be a third down and goal to go for the Hornets. And under center, man in motion. They're going to hand it off to Sikowski, and he is in for the Hornets' touchdown with 4:10 to go in the third.
Yeah, give it to the fullback right up behind the center, and a little tough running gets him into the end zone.
So Sikowski is able to march into the end zone here for the Harpersville Apton Hornets. And boy, Tim, you got to think there, if Sydney had gotten that ball back and kept the Hornets out of the end zone, you never know.
Yeah, it definitely was a turn of play right there, because we talked about it. Could they stop them? They did right there. And who knows what would have happened if the referees hadn't blown the whistle then.
One of the Sydney Warriors just a little slow to come off here. And so this will be a extra point attempt now for Harpersville Apton with 4:09 to go in this third quarter. It's currently 44-22, the Hornets on top of the Warriors. We'll see if they decide to go for two. Actually, no, they're going to be doing the extra point here once again. Kicking duties tonight for the Hornets have been with Jamie McWhirter. He's done a good job kicking the ball. So again, 4:09 to go in this third quarter, and the Hornets offense just continues to really hum here tonight. Waiting for the snap on the extra point. Hold is good. Kick is up and through. So our score now, Harpersville Apton 45 and Sydney 22, 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
On the kickoff, this is Kevin McEwen fielding the ball here for Sydney. He bobbled it for a minute before he was able to cut it back to the near side. Sydney going left to right, and he's roped down at about the 36-yard line in Sydney territory.
Yeah, nice little return right there by McEwen. He started off on the left side and came back towards the sideline. Got a good little carry. Ball will be spotted at the 36-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
And one of the Hornets down on the play looks like it maybe is just a cramp here as they're stretching him out a little bit. But 4:02 to go in this third quarter. It's Harper Zolafton 45, Sydney 22. Here on the turf in Sydney.
That's a good teammate right there, Nate.
Yeah, he's like a
he's trainer.
Like,
I'm not
out
waiting
there
for the coach. I'm just going to grab his leg and stretch it out for him.
Boy, you know, earlier this week I was able to watch some videos on Facebook of a couple of games from here in some very rainy conditions on the Sydney field back before the turf, as it looks like Harper Zolafton player is back up and okay. And boy, things were different up here before the turf. A lot of mud bowl type games, I'm guessing.
Well, you know the story, right? There's a shoe missing still.
Somewhere out there.
Oh, yeah. There's a shoe. No one knows where this shoe is. It's almost like Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, I can believe it. Watching that video, is it was a game, I think it was like maybe 2004, 2005, a rainy game between... It was Sydney and Oxford. Good friend Jim Rotundo had put it up. He was shooting for WBNG at the time, and it was fun to watch. Just a little different before the turf up here.
Let me tell you, you wanted to see mud bowls. You wanted to go down to Keith Clark Park.
Well, that's what I was wondering about. Yeah, see, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. There's some pictures up here.
We're looking at some pictures in the press box. Boy, yeah, that's a mud puddle right there. Well, it just goes to show you how lucky schools are to have this beautiful turf. I mean, it's amazing. Got a false start on Sydney here in the meantime as we're trying to get back underway. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. It's 45-22. Am I going to get to hear a little bit more about this shoe, whose shoe it was, or what?
Well, if I remember correctly, Mr. Carl, Shenango Forks, right?
Shenango Forks.
Yep, it was a Shenango Forks player who came out of the pile and he only had one shoe.
And they never
and
found
they
it.
Never found it.
Wow, that is amazing. 3:55 to go here in the third quarter.
I can't tell you anymore because it'll ruin the whole thing.
Yeah. That's all we need to know. Short loss on the play there for Sydney as 3:40 to go here in this third quarter. This is going to bring down a second down and long here for Sydney. They're trying to get this offense going. Peyton Mosier has been doing his best. As he did on the last drive, he's going to have to go back to the air once again. Pump fakes, throws to the right side. He's got McEwen wide open, and it's good. And he brings it down into Hornets territory at the 40-yard line. Great catch and a little bit of a run after Kevin McEwen.
Real nice catch, but McEwen is down right now. I think he's just landed on the ball and maybe knocked the wind out of him. Hopefully that's all it is.
Yeah, appears to be okay. Might have just gotten hit on the side of the leg there as well. So we're going to take a quick break this time with 3:20 to go in this third quarter as Sydney moves into Harper Zolafton territory, but they trail 45-22 with 3:20 to go in the third on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-529-5000. 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otego. 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU, and you can go back anytime. We put these games up on our website. It's our game audio archive. It's all free, courtesy of SFCU. Kevin McEwen okay and is up off the field. And now here's Peyton Mosier on a QB keeper, a sweep to the outside. Another flag as he is roped out of bounds. Believe this one might be coming back on Sydney as well, Tim. We'll see. They trail 45-22 late in the third quarter.
Too bad, because that was a really nice first down run right there. Good for another first down, but it's definitely holding against the Warriors coming back first and 20.
So Mosier doing everything he can to try to keep things moving here. The Sydney offenses look good, but again, it's just been this Harpersville-Afton offense. When they get the ball, they have been really tough to stop.
Actually, I misspoke, Nate, because they're going to mark it from where it happened.
Okay.
It's going to be less than that.
So a little bit of a gain there for the Warriors. And Kevin McEwen over on the sideline now looked like, just another cramp, and we'll hope that he'll be back in soon. And so Sydney will have the ball at about the Harpersville-Afton 44-yard line, I would say. As McEwen is working around here, trying to get ready to come back in, hopefully. We'll see in a few minutes. This will be Mosier in the quarterback position again in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Drops back on the big Sydney S at midfield. Wants to throw. Goes to the outside. Almost intercepted there. Just out of the outstretched hands of the Harpersville-Afton defender. Nice job there by Michael Johnson.
Yeah, nice little play right there, but also a really nice play by the Sydney receiver on the play to break up the interception.
Yeah, it looks like he was going to be able to haul it in, and Sydney turned from offense to defense there. Late third quarter, 2:53 to go. This is going to be a second down and long for Sydney. They try another pass to the outside for Harrington. It's incomplete. Third down coming up here for the Warriors, and it would be really good if they could get something on this drive if you're a Sydney fan, as they find themselves down by a score of 45-22 late in this third quarter. And so the ball at the Harpersville-Afton 44-yard line. Coach Zern trying to get the play in from the sideline.
As the play clock ticks down, it's down to 13 seconds now. This is going to be really hard for the Warriors to get this play off.
And so Rao brings it in, barks some signals over to Mosier. They do get it off late in the play clock. They throw to the outside. This time it is picked off by the Hornets. Looks like they might have a chance to take it to the house. And it's Michael Johnson again with the pick six late here in this third quarter for Harpersville-Afton.
Looked like he knew the play right there, because he was just sitting right there waiting and waiting and waiting, and I don't think the quarterback saw him turnover on the play, and 6 points for the Hornets.
Very similar looking play. He almost picked the one off right before that. This time he says, I got it and I'm taking it all the way. I would say that was about a 60-yard interception and taking it back to the house.
Yeah, I'll concur with that. 60 yards sounds good, Nate.
And so that's our first interception of the game, and a pick six there for Johnson. And this makes our score 51-22 for Harpersville-Afton over Sydney with 2:40 to go here in this third quarter. They're going to go for the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick plenty of leg on this one. Boots it into the night sky, and that is up and good. So again, with 2:40 to go here in the third quarter, it's Harpersville-Afton 52, Sydney 22. We'll be back on WCDO.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in Unadilla is not only your one stop for all of your pharmaceutical needs, but Brown's also carries Burt's Bees products, cards, candy, Nature's Bounty vitamins, over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and more. Small in size, but large in healthcare products for you and your family. It's Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 1.
FM 101. At AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back after the pick six there for Harper Zilafton. Well done by Michael Johnson. He almost had one on the play before that. Second time was the charm for Johnson. He was able to take it back about 60 yards for the score for the Hornets. And they are fully in control late in this third quarter, 52-22 over Sydney. And here is the run back up to about the 39-yard line for Peyton Mosier, and that's where Sydney will take over.
He does it all. He's the quarterback. He's the kick returner. And, you know, we got to do whatever. I mean, and also you got to look back to the time when we were watching these guys play before.
Yeah.
He was a wideout.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember a couple of years ago they brought him up late in the season, and, boy, it was out there with Liam and all those guys, and you know, now he's the one guy left, and he's doing everything he can to try to get this offense going here tonight. But it's just been too much Harper Zilafton so far. So here is Mosier. The quarterback position is going to hand it off. Harrington, there's that good hard-nosed running right up the middle. And Harrington's going to be pretty close to a first down right at midfield on the Sydney S as the Warriors go left to right.
Yep, real nice play right there. It is good for a first down. And the Warriors will have the ball at the 50.
And so this will be a first and 10 for Sydney with 2:10 to go in this third quarter. Mosier with the snap. Again, wants to hand it off and gets it to Harrington, and he's got some daylight. He's at the 35 to the 30. Harrington still on his feet and finally dragged down from behind at the 20-yard line.
What a great play right there. Good for 30 yards on that play. Takes the ball down to the 15, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. About 15-yard line.
15-yard line, first and 10 for the Warriors.
Well done there by Harrington. Of course, he'll be going on to a Division II school down south. We'll be doing some wrestling next year. And so here is a handoff on first down, and nothing doing this time as Mosier went to Harrington, but the defense for Harper Zilafton coming through making the play.
Somebody missed their block on that play right there because the guy was in the backfield before the handoff.
Yeah, it was James Craig, it looked like, breaking through, and he was there about the same time as the ball was. So we come up on a minute and a half to go in this third quarter, waiting for the snap. Mosier in the pocket, he's going to launch one out to the far side. It's complete to Harrington, but he's brought down. We're going to have a flag, I believe, on Harpersville here, as Harrington was brought down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. His head turned a little bit there. I think he might have had some of the face mask.
And so we'll see what the Zebra Crew says here, and this is going to be, yeah, face mask against the Hornets. This is going to put Sydney in really good position.
One for one, Nate.
Yeah, there you go. We got to get the old tally back again, right?
So. Yeah. No, that's not good. We don't need to.
Yeah, that's true. We're usually
wrong.
Wrong, yeah. So this is going to march Sydney down pretty deep into Hornets territory, across the 15 to about the 12-yard line, I would say, which seemed like it was going to be a little bit more there. So we don't have anybody lined up yet, but now we do. And that's where they are going to spot this ball. And so here is Mosier. He's going to hand one off to Harrington. Again, right up the middle, across the 10 to about the 6-yard line.
Yep, so the Warriors will have first and goal to go from the 6-yard line of the Harperville Hornets.
And so the Warriors trying to punch one in as we hit 1 minute to go here in this third quarter. A long third quarter here for both these teams, with Harper Zilafton leading Sydney 52-22. Here's the snap. Mosier to the outside, wants to run, cuts it back. Mosier is brought down right at the line. Did he get in? Looks like maybe he was a little short here.
Yeah, it looks like he popped his or dropped his knee down just at about the one, I'm going to say. Close.
And so Sydney will try to punch it in here with about 30 seconds to go in this third quarter. Ball is lined up on the far side of the field, waiting for the snap. Mosier fakes it, wants to run to the outside, and he's going to be in for a Sydney Warriors touchdown with 21 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Peyton Mosier with another one for Sydney.
Nice little ball fake by Mosier. Kicks it out to the outside on, and around the end and into the end zone. 6 points.
And so that is Mosier's second touchdown of the night here for Sydney. Again, with 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Our score now 52-28. Harper Zelafton on top of Sydney. Warriors are going to be going for two. And so waiting for the snap for Mosier. He's got Harrington right off his right hip. Mosier's going to tuck it and run, and he'll break the plane, and that's good for two. And so that makes it 52-30 with 21 seconds left here. We're going to step away for 30 seconds late in the third quarter on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Late in the third quarter here on WCDO, it's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on Main Street in the CDO studios. A big thank you to Jim. He's been really good. We've done a lot of basketball games, wacky times and days, and did some Sunday stuff. Whenever there was a game, we were trying to do it, so a big thank you to Jim. And now he's going to help us get through football season as well. So 21 seconds to go. Third quarter is Harpersville Afton leading Sydney 52-30. And this will be the Warriors looking to kick off here to Harpersville Afton again late in this third quarter on the turf tonight at Sydney High School. Going to be a little onside kick, but this one is fielded very nicely by the Hornets, nice and clean. And they'll have it at midfield.
That kid plays shortstop. That was a heck of a play right there. He snapped that right out of the ground and then fell right onto it. And the Hornets will take over at their own 47-yard line.
Yeah, Colin Sadler doing the work there for Harpersville Afton. He's an Afton guy. Mm-hmm. Had a nice basketball season as well. And so this is, you know, this has been a good thing for Harpersville Afton to come together, do this team the last couple of years, and it's paying off this year especially.
Do you know the breakdown? Like,
I don't know the exact numbers on both sides. I didn't ask. I should have. Traditionally, it's been more Harpersville than Afton guys, but, you know, Burns, Sadler, a couple of the big names here tonight are Afton guys, so good to see both sides chipping in there. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Alexak, who, again, and he's an Afton guy, is under center. Alexak is going to hand off to his running back, Butice, on the far side, nowhere to go. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Time running down, 52-30 is our score. It's Harpersville Afton leading Sydney. We'll be back with the fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It is Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. So, start of the fourth quarter here, Tim, our score, Harpersville-Afton 52, Sydney 30. No shortage of points here tonight.
No, I was just thinking about that. There's 82 points in this game, and we still have a quarter to go. What do you think it's going to be? What's the over-under?
You know, this is one of those games, the points are either going to keep flooding or all of a sudden everyone's just going to run the clock out here. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think we might see a couple more touchdowns.
105.
105? Okay. I'm going to go with something in the 90s here. I might go, what are we at right now?
82.
Boy, I'm going to have to think about that for a minute. Harpersville-Afton with the ball. Let me see how this drive goes. How about that? So the Hornets with the ball there across midfield now as they go left to right. And ball spotted at about the 46-yard line. And, boy, this offense has really been humming here tonight for the Hornets.
And they are in no hurry, so you might be right, Nate.
11:25 to go here in this fourth quarter. That end of that third took quite a long time. And so we'll see. See what they want to do over the next couple of minutes. Hornets with the ball again going left to right. They're going to hand off. And this will be Merrill getting the first down to about the 40-yard line. I think he would like to keep playing all night if he could. Every time they give him the ball, he's looking for six.
Yeah, and the thing is he's also looking for contact. I love to see a running back do that. And they actually just keep running, and then when they see the guy, they run right at him.
So the ball spotted at the 39-yard line. Now, again, our score, Harpersville-Afton leading Sydney 52-30. With 10:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, we'll be back on the air tomorrow for some more high school football. We'll have eight-man action coming up for you. It'll be Unitigo and Unadilla Valley. That game is at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and it's over in Norwich, actually, on the turf there. So looking forward to that one. We'll have about a 1:45 Butler Auto pregame show. Pitch to the outside here for the Hornets. Nothing doing. The Sydney defense was there to maybe about a gain of one on the play there for Boutis. A
little toss to the right side. The Warriors were in the backfield. The young man made a great job just to get back to the line of scrimmage, it looks like now, after the ball is spotted. So it'll bring up second down and 10.
So again, Harpersville-Afton taking their time. The play coming in from the sideline. 9:55 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Hornets leading by 22, 52-30. Taking their time, walking up to the line here. Again, Brody Oleksak, the senior QB, one of the best wrestlers in the area. Went to the state tournament as the number one seed. I think he was at 145. As he'll look to tuck it and run here, he's brought down after he got about a gain of three. And I think he was up like 15-1. And there was 10 seconds left in this match, first round of states, and he dislocated his elbow, I believe, and was out for the tournament. Was a high hope, again, as the one seed to maybe bring home a state championship for that BGAH wrestling team.
Yeah,
so,
that's definitely sad.
You know, and then no wrestling this year. So glad to see him out there playing some football.
Yep, absolutely. Doing a really nice job for the Hornets.
9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 52-30 the score. And here is Oleksak under center once again for the Hornets. Sydney defense trying to desperately make a stop. They're going to pitch to the outside. This is Boutis again. He's at the 35 before he's brought down there. Sydney defense trying to hold.
Nice little play right there by the Warriors. Held him to 2 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up fourth down and a long seven.
John Mark Crawford was there first for Sydney on the tackle. So the ball at about the 34-yard line here for the Hornets. And, yeah, Tim, they are in no rush here with these plays. They're trying to milk that play clock as much as they can. So they'll walk up to the line here again with Oleksak. I'm excited to watch Eight-Man on the turf tomorrow. That could be a run-and-gun show. As here is Oleksak. Wants to pass. Rolls to the outside. He's got a receiver on the right side. Tripped up there was Hayden Burns. He wanted the flag. And not going to get it.
turnover on downs. The Warriors actually held them on a defensive stand right there. So the Warriors will get the ball back, which is what we were waiting for. We would have liked to see it a little sooner, but we're getting it in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Sydney has the ball with 7:59 to go here. It's 52-30. So this is going to be a big offensive drive here for Sydney. If they could get some points up on the board quickly, not out of this game, but again, time is not on their side, that's for sure. And so here is Mosier again in the shotgun position at the QB for Sydney, as they have the maroon tops, the white pants, and the gray helmet. Going to be a timeout taken. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back again. Our score, the Hornets 52, the Warriors 30. 8 minutes to go, fourth quarter tonight here on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Fourth quarter action here on WCDO tonight, live from Sydney High School up on the turf field, Sydney Alumni Field. Harpersville Afton leading 52-30 over the home team, the Sydney Warriors. Sydney does have the ball, though, here in this fourth quarter, and if they could quickly score, they might still be in this ballgame. We'll see. Senior quarterback Peyton Mosier with the ball. He's going to drop back to pass. The pressure is coming, and he can't escape. Burns was in there and got him with the shoestring tackle for the Hornets.
Yeah, he was in trouble from the minute he touched the ball. There was like two guys coming on both, one on each side of him, and he stepped into the pocket, and there was more Hornets waiting for him.
So this will bring up a second down now. For Sydney, it's going to be a second and long after that loss on that play. Mosier's going to try to go right back to the air, tosses one up, and this one is almost intercepted again by Harper Zalaft, and stepping in was Dawson Williams that time.
Dawson Williams with absolutely perfect defensive position on that play. Just turned around, and the ball was right there. Good thing it wasn't picked off.
And so this will be a third and long here for Sydney. Clock is stopped with 7:28 to go. They trail 52-30. And we'll see what they decide to do. They've tried to go to the air a couple of different times tonight. It's worked a couple of times, hasn't worked others. But this is a big-time third down. Oh, actually, we must have had a penalty here, Tim.
Yeah. And I did not catch that, and it was a big one.
Wow, this is going to give Sydney a first down and some big yardage here. It must have been behind the play as that flag was way in the back. Wow, so we apologize. We missed that call. Again, it must have been away from the play there, but it has resulted in a Sydney first down. Ball up to about the 42-yard line. So that's a big one there for Sydney, because that third and long was not looking great. So 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney's going to go right back to the ground. They try Harrington on a 1st and 10. Going to be another flag on the play, I believe, against the Hornets again. Harrington got tackled right on the Sydney S at midfield as they were going right to left.
That was thrown by the umpire. And usually when he throws a flag, it's on the offense, but they're talking to Sydney offense.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be against Sydney here. And so that hurts.
What they just gained, they're probably going to lose, unless they don't.
And there was definitely some pushing and shoving at the bottom of that pile there too, because he immediately separated a couple of linemen who popped up there. This is going to put Sydney in the wrong direction here. So this will push Sydney back to about the 38-yard line. And so the Warriors went in the right direction and then in the wrong direction.
Yeah. So it's 1st and about 15, I'd say.
7:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 52-30. Here's Mosier in the shotgun. Mosier stops, wants to throw to the outside. He's got a receiver. Pass is complete, but they'll just get up to about the 45-yard line. So this is going to bring up about a second and 10 now for Sydney after that completion on the far side to Kevin McEwen.
Yeah, Kevin McEwen caught the ball, gets about five, and as Nate said, it will bring up second down and 10.
McEwen is down on the play again. He was struggling with some cramps earlier, and it might be the same thing here. So we're going to take a break with 7:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Harpersville Afton 52, Sydney 30 on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Our score here is 52-30, Harpersville Afton leading Sydney. Just a score from over the hill, it is Sus Valley leading Norwich 26-6 at the start of the fourth quarter. That game over at Norwich High School tonight. Norwich started off the season with a victory over Windsor, but they find themselves down at home tonight to Sus Valley.
Now, wasn't it Sus Valley that won a couple years ago that had really good program coming up, I think?
Yeah, Sus Valley and Forks are still both very good. Windsor is playing Forks tonight, so it'll be interesting to see how that works out as well. But, yeah, two very good teams locally still, Sus Valley and Shenango Forks. Little pitch here. Mosier finds Harrington out to the 50-yard line before he is dragged down. This is going to be a third and very manageable here for the Warriors at midfield.
Sydney running the speed option to the left-hand side with a nice little pitch by Mosier, as Nate did say, and they got good yardage on the play. Third down and about four.
Time starting to run thin here on the Warriors with 6.5 to go, and they trail 52-30 at home tonight against Harpersville Afton. Mosier's going to drop back on a third and short, wants to throw it long, and it's through the hands of his intended receiver on the near side as he was looking there for Skyler Rao.
Skyler Rao was covered well on the play by number 7 for the Hornets.
Skyler Rao wearing number 4, which is what Liam Matthews used to wear, so it's still fun to see number 4 running around out there. And, you know, Liam hasn't really gotten a chance to play a real game yet at Cornell, but and we'll have Sydney jumping off sides now on fourth down. So that's going to back them up a little bit here. But excited to see what Liam will do in the future whenever they get back to some real football at Cornell. No, he's still been working out hard and everything, and you know he's getting himself ready, that's for sure.
Yeah, so when the call comes in, he'll be ready to go and everything, you know, and you wouldn't expect anything less than that from Liam.
So this is going to turn from about a 4th and 3 to about a...
I just want to say what a treat it was to watch that young man play football. Oh my gosh.
We had a lot of fun over the last couple of years watching him. All you had to do was throw it up there and watch him make a play. And it was more than just that. His running, his punt returning, his kick returning, everything. Mosier is wrapped up in the backfield here on fourth down. It's going to be a turnover on downs. Hayden Burns was in there once again.
Yeah, real nice defense right there. They kind of baited him to leave the pocket, and as soon as he left the pocket, they just collapsed on him and got him for the sack.
Mosier had nowhere to go, and now the Hornets are in full control with a 52-30 lead over Sydney with 6:26 to go. Hornets going left to right will take over at the Sydney 40-yard line. I guess I should have picked a low number there.
You're better than I am. But, I mean, on the Price is Right, if you're over on both of them, everybody loses. So
the Hornets will have it at the 40-yard line. Really has turned into quite a nice night here.
Yeah.
The wind was whipping pretty good at the beginning, but still going a little bit now. But both teams have been able to throw the ball. Wasn't as bad as I expected coming in. And here is Alexak under center. Wants to hand it off, finds Merrill. He hits the hole hard and he's going to break free for a first down across the 30 out to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, Merrill with a just power play right off the left tackle end gap and just great block in the hole, read it well, and got the first down yardage.
Very nice play there by Merrill. Just every time he has touched the ball tonight, he has done something special. Had three touchdowns in the first half.
All the backs for the Hornets are really not getting touched until they get past the linebacker level. So there's only one other person back there when Sidney's on defense. So he's got to make a lot of tackles.
So the Hornets will march up to the line here with a 52-30 lead with 5:40 to go. Oleksak is the quarterback under center, drops back, hands it off, and they'll run to the outside. And a gang tackle here by Sidney. Runner on the play was Boutis for the Hornets.
That was your opportunity right there, Nate. Rugby scrum right there, buddy.
Yeah, that was.
There was a bunch of them there.
Well, I got to say, you know, we always like to give credit to the guys in the trenches. I think both lines have done a very good job tonight. But again, the Hornets, I would say, are a little smaller than Sidney on the line, but it has not stopped them from opening up some nice holes for their running backs, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be just complete brute strength. It's execution and it's quickness and everything on any position than on the football field.
4:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Hornets in control, and they're marching again. They go to Sikowski on the outside, and he is wrapped up by the Sidney defense. And over there on that far side, a couple of Sidney Warriors coming in to make the tackle, including John Mark Crawford again.
John Mark Crawford having a really nice game for the Warriors on defense and made a nice tackle for a loss there. Brings up third down, and I'm going to say it's going to be seven.
And so the Hornets again willing to take their time, let that clock tick down to about 4:15 to go. A 52-20 lead. Again, the Hornets did not play last week. They were scheduled to play BG. That game did not happen. So this will be their first game of the season, and it looks like at this point it could be their first victory of the season. Sidney was able to play last Friday night, lost at home here to a very good Newark Valley team, and it looks like they might be 0-2 after tonight's ball game as the Hornets are going to take a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds and be right back here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our score here late in the fourth quarter, Harpersville Afton leading 52-30 with 4 minutes to go. And we have a timeout here on the field by the Hornets. So, Tim, we were talking earlier, you're wearing a Syracuse hat, a Syracuse hoodie here tonight. So
yep.
What are you thinking about the Orange going forward?
I think they've got a chance against Houston. Yeah, Houston. I was trying to think what I want to say. Houston tonight. I think the way they've been playing, I just hope they can continue to shoot the ball like they have been. And their defense has really been good lately. So hoping that they can continue that. They're not supposed to be there by a lot of people's standards, but you know what? They made it, and they're in the Sweet 16. And if they got one more in them, they're in the Grade 8.
And here is a run to the outside for the Hornets, for Boutis. Nothing doing, and again, that's the Sidney defense running over to make the play with John Mark Crawford.
Yeah, he's all over the field.
Actually,
right now.
I think that was Fogarty.
Yeah, yep. You're right. It was. Crawford is doing a great job, but he would have to run the wrong way for that one.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Nice little stop right there. It was about, let's see, loss of about 2, so it'll bring up 4th down and 9.
So this is going to be a 4th down, as Tim said, here for the Harpersville Afton Hornets. Clock is at 3:20 to go. It's 52-30. Hornets just trying to do as much as they can here to run out the clock. They go to Merrill to the left side on this fourth down. He's going to come up short. So it'll be a turnover on downs, but the Hornets still in control.
Two of them for the Warriors with good stops right there, and on the Hornets, it might be one, two, or, you know, a little bit too late for it, but at least the defense is showing up now.
Yeah, this Sydney Warriors team has had to play really good offense in Newark Valley traditionally. Had to play them last week, and I think this score today might raise some eyebrows as the Hornets really doing a nice job on offense. I don't know if anyone was really expecting this tonight out of Harpersville Afton.
Whoever they have is good. That's a tough task. I mean, there's a lot of players that they can use and help out.
Run up the middle here for Harrington for Sydney. Late in this fourth quarter, they trail 52-30 going right to left with 3 minutes to go. And so about a 4, maybe a 5 yard gain. And so this will be the ball at about the 28-yard line. Again, clock continuing to move. You want to stay tuned after tonight's game. We're going to have our post-game show with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Another run to the right side here as Mosier was able to hand off. The running back that time was Chris Marino, picking up about 2 yards.
Yeah, Marino with a real tough run right there through the right through the heart of the offensive line, and picked up 2 yards on the play. Third down and three.
Our three awards tonight brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands right here in Sydney. So this will be Mosier here on third down and about four to go. He's going to keep it himself, trying to keep the drive alive, and he does. And he's able to escape and get out to about the 39.
Sheer determination and athletic ability right there. I thought he was going to fall down, but he kept his balance, great agility, and picked up the first down for the Warriors.
And so Sydney trying to make anything they can out of this last drive of the night. Waiting for the snap here. They'll hand it off to Harrington, up the middle again. Harrington will get to the Sydney S, and he's going to pick up 10, maybe 11 yards, and gets the first down for Sydney.
Nice little play right there, about 11-yard gain. Got the ball very close to the 49-yard line, and the Warriors first and 10.
Clock is down to 1:25 to go, so this one is almost in the books here tonight at Sydney's Alumni Field. Good to see both sides here tonight playing some high school football again. Mosier's going to throw on first down. He finds Kevin McEwen to the outside, and he is tripped up at about the 46-yard line here for Sydney.
Yep, nice little play out to the left-hand side, a little pitch and catch. Keep McEwen gets about 6 yards after the catch, so it'll bring up second down and four.
Clock is down to 55 seconds to go, and so our final score here tonight will be final in just a couple of minutes. They'll hand it off to Harrington, and he's going to try to lower his shoulder and get all the way out to about the 41-yard line. Again, our score right now, 52-30. What a showing here tonight from the Hornets. Coming on the road, their first game of the season. Didn't know what we were going to get. Hornets were ready to play tonight.
They sure were, and I'll tell you what, they definitely brought it tonight, and caught the Warriors off guard a little bit.
And so here is Mosier, drops back with just about 20 seconds to go. He's going to be able to escape a tackle, runs to the outside. He's at the 30, to the 25, to the 20. Mosier to the outside and is roped out of bounds at the 18-yard line with 12 seconds left. Sydney won't quit.
Nice little, look like a design quarterback draw, but I don't think it was. It was just him running for his life because he had a lot of pressure on that play. But just again, just what a great sense of awareness and stuff for Mosier to realize that I can take that ball down, and took it down to about the 15.
And so this could be the last play of the game. We'll see. Sydney getting the play from the sideline. They trail 52-30 with 12 seconds left. We'll see what Coach Zern and Coach Matthews draw up here with 12 seconds left. They try to pitch it to the outside. Ball is loose on the turf, picked up by Harrington, and in the backfield there is taken down by the Hornets, and on the tackle was Hayden Burns.
Pitch was a little offline there, and Harrington did a really nice job just covering it up.
That's going to be our final score as time runs out on Sydney. It's Harpersville Afton 52, Sydney 30. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Sydney's Alumni Field. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you tonight. Our final score is Harpersville Afton football defeating Sydney 52-30. And it was just a great effort by the Hornets here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary before we do our awards here tonight. There was no scoring in that fourth quarter. So this is going to be from the first, second, and the third. It all started off 2 touchdowns in the first quarter for Harpersville Afton. It was Brady Boutis and Luke Merrill with 2 touchdown runs. Boutis for 25, Merrill for 36, giving Harpersville Afton a 13-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter had a lot of scoring. Colton Sikowski had a 2-yard touchdown run, giving the Hornets a 19-0 lead. Peyton Mosier was able to answer back with a 5-yard TD run for Sydney, made it 19-6. Then Merrill had a 35-yard touchdown run, broke free again, made it 25-6. Maybe the nicest play of the night, Mosier hit Alec Fogarty for a 20-yard TD, making it 25-14. But then Merrill, his third touchdown of the first half on a 20-yard TD run, made it 31-14 at the half. Third quarter, Hayden Burns caught a nice catch, pass there from Brody Oleksak, a 25-yard TD, made it 38-14. Zach Harrington answered for Sydney on a 3-yard TD run, made it 38-22. Colton Sikowski had his second touchdown of the night, a 2-yard TD run, making it 45-22. Then it was that pick six, Michael Johnson picking off Peyton Mosier, running it back to the house, made it 52-22. Mosier capped the scoring for Sydney on a 2-yard TD run, making it 52-30. So certainly a lot of offense here tonight, Tim.
Yeah, definitely a lot of offense. And, you know, both teams put some points up on the board, and obviously the Harpersville Hornets added a little bit more than the Warriors had tonight. But I'll tell you what, folks, if you get to watch this Harpersville Hornets team, if you think you're going to see the old Harpersville, you're not. This is totally a different offense. Many, many different formations they run out of, many weapons, and going to make some people think about the game, that's for sure.
Let's get into our three awards here tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to go with Luke Merrill tonight, those 3 touchdowns. Probably well over 100 yards rushing here for Harpersville Afton. Those 3 touchdowns came in the first quarter. He had a really nice game tonight.
He sure did, and he's one of the tailbacks out of the Wishbone, and he actually doesn't always have the blocking ahead of him, and he's just hits the hole really quick, and he's into the second level very, very fast. And like I said before, he likes to finish off the runs.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school football on WCDO. I think there's a lot of candidates. We talked about John Mark Crawford tonight for Sydney. Of course, Michael Johnson with that pick six here tonight. I'm going to go a little outside the box. I just thought we kept saying Hayden Burns on defense a lot for Harper's Elapton, and I know he caught that touchdown, but he was doing a little bit of everything, and it just seemed like a lot of those plays where Harrington or somebody got roped down in the backfield, there was Burns right there.
Yeah, he played his defensive end position very well tonight. He didn't let the Warriors get outside him very often, and you know, when you're out there on that island, that's your job. You've got to turn it back inside and hope that your linebackers are there. He did more. He made the tackles and plays on his own. Great job, young man.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think Peyton Mosier tonight would be a good choice from the Sydney Warriors. Two touchdowns, and tried to put this team on his back as much as he could tonight for Sydney.
Yeah, he's definitely a spark, that's for sure. You know, you move him to quarterback and you think, wow, this kid was a great wideout, but now you got him at the skill position as a quarterback, and he comes off the edge and you have to decide, okay, is he throwing the ball or is he running? Well, if you guess wrong, he's gone.
Yeah, he had a great night here tonight, did everything he could, so we will give Peyton Mosier our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Well, Cutter, we're back in action, and here we are again. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Nate, and hopefully we can do a couple more games this year.
I hope so as well. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. It is a 2 o'clock kickoff between Unitigo and Unadilla Valley. And we'll be having our 1:45 Butler Auto pregame show. That game's going to be in Norwich tomorrow on the turf for that eight-man showdown tomorrow. So, again, our final score here tonight, Harpersville Afton 52, Sydney 30. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.